This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Iran's Hindi clapback at Trump, a communication masterclass. Can you win a verbal fight by refusing to speak the same language? What happened? Donald Trump made a derogatory comment referring to India as a hellhole, and Iran fired back with a sharp multilingual response. Their Iranian reply mixed Hindi slang kapai India arki deco and random backwards with English, essentially mocking Trump's ignorance in a way designed to go viral across South Asian social media. It was diplomatic trolling executed with precision and cultural fluency. The communication angle. Can you actually defeat a bully in an argument by refusing to fight on his terms? Yes, and Iran just showed exactly how. Trump's hellhole comment is a classic dominance play. It is blunt, contemptuous, and designed to define the target before they can define themselves. The calculated cruelty of it is that any direct rebuttal sounds defensive. If you say no, India is not a hellhole, you have already lost, because you're accepting his framing and arguing inside his box. Iran's response did something smarter. By switching into Hindi slang, the Iranian account immediately signaled fluency with Indian culture that Trump obviously lacks. That is not a small move. It says we know this place better than you do, and we are not interested in your terms of engagement. The phrase random backwards, which translates roughly to random nonsense, is dismissive without being angry. Anger would have elevated Trump's statement. Dismissal deflates it. This is the technique I call reframing the room. Instead of answering the accusation, you answer the accuser's credibility. You do not argue the point. You argue whether the person making the point has any standing to make it. Iran did not defend India's honour. Iran attacked Trump's knowledge. That is a fundamentally stronger position, because you cannot be proven wrong about someone else's ignorance the way you can be proven wrong about facts. The multilingual approach also served a second purpose: audience targeting. This response was not written for American political watchers. It was written for Indian and South Asian social media users, and it landed perfectly with that crowd. Good communication always knows who it is actually talking to. Trump spoke to his base. Iran spoke to their intended allies. Both were playing the same game, just with different audiences in mind. Here is where Iran's approach has limits, though. Viral wit is not the same as strategic communication. A clever tweet gets shared. It does not change a policy, shift an alliance, or move a negotiation. If the goal was to score cultural points and build goodwill with Indian audiences, this was a 10 out of 10. If the goal was to make Trump reconsider anything, it was irrelevant. Knowing your goal before you open your mouth is not optional. It is the entire job. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on handling hostile framing gives you a framework for identifying when someone has set a conversational trap and how to step around it entirely instead of walking straight into it. Iran stepped around a trap. Most people in that situation would have walked right in. The takeaway. Before your next response to a public attack or criticism, write down this single question. Am I defending myself, or am I redirecting attention to their credibility? If your answer is defending myself, write your response until you are doing the second thing instead. Defending is reactive. Redirecting is powerful. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.